Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've had a lot of conversations going on. Whether those things come to fruition, it's always hard to predict. Sometimes you look at the draft and then things move into the July 1st and then things move in the summer. I can't predict when it's going to happen. It's just we've continually looked at different ways to improve our team.
Jason Botterill at a small press gathering in Tampa today. Just talked about that. We'll have more on that throughout the afternoon. Right now, joining us on the West Her Hotline is Luke Fox of Sportsnet. Talk a little trade deadline and some big things coming up in the NHL. Hi, Luke. Mike and Chris here. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We saw your article with the top 10 unrestricted free agents. There are lots of potential trade deadline ramifications. Just in general, Luke, how big a day will Monday be? We're just having a conversation with a colleague where he brought up these days are sometimes letdowns. Do you see this being like that or no?
Well, it all depends if some of the big chips fall before we get to Monday, which, you know, I work for Sportsnet, and that's their biggest worry is because they have about 84 hours of coverage planned Monday, and they're on all day. So they hope the GMs wait until Monday for some of the big deals. But it seems like everyone's waiting on Ottawa in particular, with Matt Duchene and Mark Stone, two forwards that would instantly improve a contender, and guys whose future in Ottawa is really uncertain as they're headed for unrestricted free agency on July 1. So if those guys move soon, then we could see a bunch of other moves to follow. If those guys wait until the last day or the last 48 hours, then Monday could be a really big day because there's a feeling that a lot of the whatever teams don't get in on those forwards will then start to look at guys like perhaps Wayne Simmonds or the second-tier forwards that are available. So those guys kind of, Ottawa and Pierre Dorion there kind of holds the key to when the dominoes start to fall.
And the latest that I know of, and there could be more that I missed today so far, Luke, but that Duchene is not going to play moving forward for Ottawa, and they're maybe haven't made that decision on Stone or Dzingel, who's not to the level of those other two guys, but that Duchene is, and I would take that as a sign that they're almost definitely going to move him.
Yeah, that's the word, is that Duchene's the one that's going to be moved out, and they're still trying to hammer out a long-term deal with Stone. And what I've heard regarding Stone is that one of the stumbling blocks is that it's the signing bonuses. He wants a lot of his money up front, you know, much like John Tavares got when he signed as a free agent in Toronto. So much of it is front-loaded in those signing bonuses, and that's what he wants in terms of his next deal. And that poses a problem for a small market team like Ottawa and owner Eugene Melnyk, who doesn't have a ton of cash flow. And so that kind of seems to be the stumbling block right there. Now, we don't know how hard of a line Stone is drawing on that, if he ultimately wants to just stay in Ottawa where he's been relatively happy, or if this is, you know, a hill to die on, so to speak, and that if he doesn't get a nice, juicy contract with that signing bonus up front, that he'll be willing to move on, because they can't afford to let these guys walk for free. Right. I did see a tweet just recently saying that Guy Boucher said he hasn't been told that he has to sit Duchene, but It just makes sense to sit this guy because all signs point to him being traded. And there's a bunch of teams that are interested, namely the Predators, who were kind of interested at the same time. He was first traded from Colorado. The Columbus Blue Jackets are another one who are looking for center depth and would love to add him. And then there's other teams like perhaps Boston or Winnipeg that are looking for forwards and could be interested. So he's the kind of guy who's having a career year and could really drive a nice little bidding war for Ottawa over the next few days here.
And I imagine we're talking about the usual group of assets here. First-round pick, proven young player, up-and-coming young player, too, like that sort of package for, I would say, both of those guys, Duchesne and Stone, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would think three pieces, maybe four, starting with that first-round pick. I mean, Dorian has his eyes on getting a first-rounder back because, as everyone knows, he gave that away to get Duchesne in the first place, and it's cost him dearly, especially the fact that Ottawa is targeting to have the highest odds of winning the draft lottery and a potential franchise player in young Jack Hughes, the American. So, absolutely, Ottawa wants a first-round pick to kind of recoup some of the losses they gave up to get the guy in the first place.
They're in a really interesting spot. You know, there are some nice young players there. Shabbat sort of took, I don't know if he took the whole league by surprise. He definitely took me by surprise. You know, Brady Tkachuk looks pretty nice. Colin White's pretty nice. If they can hang on to Duchesne and Stone, it's not like they have to be like into a three-year thing here. But yet those players kind of have them over a barrel. It's a really, really tough spot, especially when you factor in what you just mentioned, the price they paid to acquire Duchesne in the first place could end up being Jack Hughes, and oh my God.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's just nightmare, right, for every Senators fan is fearing right now. But I agree with you. I think their prospect pool and their group of young rookies is fantastic. Thomas Chabot is an absolute treat to watch. Like his flair for offense and enjoying the rush and the way he can command a power play at such a young age is phenomenal. I think he was a highly prized prospect when he came into the league, but I don't think people expected him to kind of take over driving the offense from the back end the way he has, especially in light of Erik Karlsson moving on to San Jose. So he's a really nice story. And Brady Tkachuk coming in and doing everything, you know, fighting, creating plays, sticking up for his teammates. Guy Boucher, the coach there, says he's the consummate professional, and this is only a kid. So the future is actually bright there, and the long-term plan, Melnick has said, is to spend a little bit more 2 or 3 years down the road when you would think Chabot and Tkachuk and Colin White and these guys are coming into their own. So I do think they need to keep, you know, one of the veterans around. Doesn't look like it's going to be Duchesne, but Stone is an absolute phenomenal guy to keep around. I know that Tkachuk actually lives with Stone. He's his landlord as well, and he's kind of like this quiet leader type. So it's good just to keep one of these guys around for the young guys as an example, but also to let the fans know that every time a guy comes up to unrestricted free agency, they're not just going to leave. They need to keep some of these guys.
Speaking of that, how about Jeff Skinner here? I know what you wrote. You think it maybe goes to the offseason, right?
Yeah, I do. It's a really interesting case, and it's gotten more interesting in light of the Sabres' slide of late. Mm-hmm. I think they've lost, three in a row, maybe only won about three of their last 10. If they were in the playoff mix, it's kind of an easier call. Now that they've kind of slid to the bubble and they're going to have to kind of scratch and claw it to get one of those wild card spots. It's an interesting choice for Botterill, but I think he's been such a great fit with Jack Eichel. And I got to talk to both Skinner and Eichel in San Jose over the All-Star weekend. And, it was just really genuine how much they enjoy playing with each other. And Skinner, said that he loves the city. And I think Botterill's going to try and roll the dice here. I mean, he's not saying much publicly, but that's my gut feeling, is that he's going to roll the dice and not force Skinner to make a decision by Monday on an extension, but hope that, you know, he can sell Skinner on, A, this is a great hockey town that you're in. I'm playing you with one of the best, probably the best centerman you've ever been played with, who's you know, a little bit younger than you, and you guys are going to flourish together, and we're going to add some more pieces in the summer, hopefully. When a guy like, say, Pominville comes off the books and frees up a little bit more money to add to this team that's now trending in the right direction. So we'll see. Because I'm sure right now Skinner's ask on an extension is quite high just based on the numbers he put up. And I think, you would know better than me, but I think trading him at this point were just really kind of disheartened the fan base there who have seen so many positive signs over the first few months of this season.
I think we both think you're right about that.
No question.
Yeah.
Luke, how about Columbus? So would you, what kind of odds would you put on those guys being moved, maybe even together?
I see Bobrovsky as staying there until the summer. I think it's too tricky of a move to pull off because the teams that would be interested in obtaining a goalie on a rental basis usually are pretty good anyway, and usually they're pretty good because they have a number one goaltender. So I think it would be hard to find a fit for him in the next 5 days here. I think he does move on in the summer. And plus, if Columbus gives him away, you know, Korpisalo hasn't been able to stop many pucks. Like, that would be waving the white flag and giving up on the playoff race. And I don't think management wants to do that because the Metro is kind of jump ball, and I think if Columbus gets in, and they could make some noise. Panarin, I think there's a higher chance that he gets moved because I don't see either of them coming back. But another tricky situation where you don't want to just let the guy walk for free, but at the same point, he's their leading scorer, and this is a team that is probably going to make the playoffs. So if you give them away, you have to find something else, which is why I guess they're poking around with Duchesne. So, you know, maybe they do two moves if they move Panarin. It's interesting that Panarin switched agents, and now they have the same agent. So maybe on July 1, they do become a package deal. I know Florida in particular is interested in both of them. Dale Talon, you know, has already started clearing cap space and promised the fan base that they're going to take a run at some big name free agents, and those are two of the biggest on July 1. But there's other cities that are interested in Panarin. You know, I've heard the Kings, the Rangers. So he's going to, you know, pretty much have his pick because he's such a dynamic player.
Duchesne and Stone, Panarin, Bobrovsky, those are the big four. And, you know, we've just sort of gone through that and handicapped it and trying to figure out, like, you know, which of those guys, if any or all, will end up being moved on Monday. How about beyond those four guys? Like, who are the next most interesting names, potentially impactful names to watch heading for Monday, Luke?
Well, I think in the second tier, I think you're looking at a couple of power forwards in Michael Ferland in Carolina and Wayne Simmonds in Philadelphia. Just their brand of play. They can provide secondary scoring to a team. They can help out with the power play. And they're both the kind of guys that you want come playoff time because they will go in the corners. They will go to the front of the net, take a hit, give a hit, do all the greasy things that seem to be of higher value once April hits. And Philadelphia, there's no way that they're going to be able to afford Wayne Simmonds. And I think the writing on the wall with that one was when they signed another left winger in James Van Riemsdyk last July 1 to a big money contract, another power play guy. And they've already committed too much money to forward. So I think Wayne Simmonds is going to be a classic rental piece who can help one of the contending teams with that secondary scoring. Ferland's a bit of an interesting case. We heard his name a lot about a month ago, but now that Carolina's gone on a bit of a run and they're kind of on the bubble, they might be tempted to keep him just because they have the longest playoff drought in the whole league. I believe it's 10 years, or it's about to be 10 years. And as we all know, that market is kind of starved attendance-wise and are trying to get as many people in the seats as possible. So even getting into a wild card would be considered a victory in that market. And Tom Dundon, their new owner, is a bit of a wild card. So he's another interesting name to watch because I think there would be a healthy market and they could get a nice return if they put him up. But the way the team's playing, they might be tempted to keep him. And so those are the types of deals that could go down to the wire, down to Monday.
Luke, great information. Thanks a lot for your time again.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a good evening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.